I'm older than this church. That's a scary thing, isn't it, really? But that's great. I just want to bring greetings to you, because there's a little verse in the Bible says in Psalm 100 and verse 5, "For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations." There's something about what we believe. It didn't just happen for 5 minutes. It's gone for generations and generations. And you hear, I mean, look at the pictures at the back. I've just seen some people I remember. Pastor Garrard was the pastor that brought you to this building in 1965. I was 8 way back then, but some of you weren't even born way back then. But just wanted to say on behalf of Elam's, well done for persevering. We remember not just us that are here, we remember the people from the past who made it possible. People made big sacrifices to buy this building, to put it up. They prayed, they fasted, they sought God, they gave their money, and they looked after it. And then some of you have been the people who have been looking after that building ever since. And they suffer, because buildings don't look after themselves, do they? Have you noticed that? Somebody's got to do that. And so just say thank you, praise the Lord for you. I was thinking of some of the pastors and leaders and the faithful members, both past and present. Thank you for your obedience, your prayers, and your perseverance that have made this ministry a lighthouse into the community. I think of people like, so you might remember some of them. I don't know how many of you remember some of these? Like Pastor Brian Garrard, way back in the 60s, Gordon Hills, Phil McInnes. When I came here at first, and the first time I came to this building was 1985. That's a man called Phil McInnes. And then he moved out to something else. And then came a young man called Stuart Blount, and then Phil Hamilton, Paul Turner, and now the Fenners are here. So we've worked our way up. And some of the people who were pastors of this church went on to significant ministries. The church, Brian Garrard was well respected throughout our movement. But Gordon Hills became our field superintendent, which is probably about the second highest level of leadership in Elam. Stuart Blount is now our director of ministry, and he serves with me on the national leadership. So, Robin, I hope you're ready, because you might be on national leadership next. That seems to be what happens to every other minister of a church. And I welcome. So, I don't know how you like committee meetings. Our last agenda was 624 pages, so you're welcome to that. You're welcome to that. But just say to the next generation, the same spirit that began this church is still here. And 60 years is just like a blink of an eye for God. And he wants things to move on. And like I said, the scripture says, "For the Lord's good and his mercy is everlasting." And truly, God's goodness has been evident here. This church has had ups and downs, and probably times some might remember the great times, some might remember when it was worse than that. But God's been faithful throughout all of that. And he's good. And for 60 years, this house has been, it's been more than a building. It's been a light in the community. And it says in Matthew 5:14, "You're a light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden." And for years, this church, you've fed the hungry, you've visited the lonely, you've lifted the broken, and you've prayed for the lost. And that's the gospel in action. And so it's great to see that. Well done. Keep doing it. But as we celebrate the past, I believe the Lord wants us to prepare for what's next. And part of what we're doing Saturday morning excites me, praying for revival and praying for God to do things, because that's what we want. It's not just like emotional excitement, but it's true spirit-led transformation is what we're praying for. The Bible says in Joel, "It shall come to pass, therefore, and afterwards I will pour out my spirit on all flesh." That promise is still alive. That's for us. So our prayer for this church is the Holy Spirit's poured out upon you, and you'll be his witnesses, the witnesses of Jesus to the ends of the earth. Because revival doesn't begin with a crowd. It begins with a few people. And the Bible says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I'll hear from heaven and heal the land. So I just keep going. Thank you. It's we're still here after 60 years, but we've only just begun. Your destiny's still good. So thank you on behalf of everybody from outside this building in Elam. Thank you for what you've been doing. And our prayers, we encourage you to keep going. Keep going. You've made a good start. I wonder who will be here in the next 60 years. It won't be me. But somebody else will come along and say, well done. Well, that's 120 years you've done now. But God is faithful. And people change, but our God changes people. But he never changes, because he's a perfect one. God can't change, because he's perfect. When you're perfect, if you change, what do you become? imperfect. That's why God is perfect. He's absolutely perfect. And my prayer is we'll pray at the end, we'll commit ourselves to the hard work of seeing our communities reached and people finding life in Jesus. So thank you. Well done, everyone. Congratulations.
Some of you really got naughty faces, you know that. All right. I'll tell you the dad joke later, right? I'm going to keep you waiting. I'm going to keep you waiting. We'll keep you waiting today. Later. We're going to go and look into the word today. Are your hearts ready to receive? Yeah. Let's pray. Father, I just pray that you'd speak into every heart today. Lord, that we wouldn't walk out here in the same way that we walked in, Lord. But Lord, that we'd walk out here free in you, Lord. With your light shining out of us, Lord, your joy in our hearts, Lord. Lord, that as these words get spoken this afternoon, Lord, that you'd give us understanding, Lord. You would close off the distractions of our mind, Lord, so that we can focus, Lord, on your word. And Lord, would you, through your Holy Spirit, give us understanding of what we're about to hear. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Hebrews 13 verse 8 tells us, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Can we just stop for a moment and shout a hallelujah for the 60 years of God's faithfulness here in this building? Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. 60 years of prayer.
Amen.
60 years of praise.
Hallelujah.
60 years of preaching the name above all other names, Jesus. Hallelujah. 60 years of salvation.
Hallelujah.
Healing. Deliverance, revival. And this afternoon, we are not just marking time here, but we are making testimony. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we're here this afternoon to celebrate the legacy of Elam Freedom Church, not just as a museum of memories, but as a movement of miracles. Who's hungry for miracles?
Yes.
We all are. Hallelujah. We've come this far by faith. Amen?
Amen.
It takes a lot of faith, doesn't it? Sometimes. We really have to speak to our hearts about the faith that we're feeling. But you know what? When we go full power ahead with our faith in the power of the Holy Spirit, then we will get through. That just with that small seed of faith, remember, we can move mountains. Hallelujah. Matthew 16 verse 18 says, Jesus said, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah. The church was not built on talent. It wasn't built on what's trending. It wasn't built on personalities or programs. But it was built on the unshakable cornerstone, who is Jesus Christ. Who's the unshakable cornerstone?
Jesus Christ.
So from the days of those first faithful saints, in that small prayer gathering, to the services where the Spirit broke out and lives were changed, this church has always been anchored in the Word and ignited by the Holy Spirit. God has used pastors, preachers, prophets, and chair sitters. Who are the chair sitters? To write a 60-year love story between heaven and this house of the Lord. So today we honor the pioneers. We honor the prayer warriors. We honor the sacrificial givers, the dreamers and the doers who said, "Yes, Lord, even when the way isn't clear, you will do it." But I want you to hear me now, that we don't just honor them by remembering their names, but we honor them by continuing their mission. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I want to tell you this afternoon that the gospel is still very alive. That there is still salvation available here in this building. That there is still healing available in this building. That there is grace abundant in this building. That if you walked in here with shame this afternoon, you can walk out having experienced the grace and the love of Jesus Christ, and you will walk out without that heaviness of shame upon you. You've experienced it, some of you, haven't you? Amen. Let's read Romans 1 verse 16. It says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel." Who's not ashamed of the gospel? Come on. "Because it is the power of God." The what of God?
Power.
"That brings salvation." It brings what?
Salvation.
"To everyone who believes." Hallelujah. Let me remind you today, the message that started this church is still the same message that saves the world. The message is not outdated. It's not irrelevant and it's not weak. The gospel is the power of God. And in a world out there that's full of confusion, compromise and counterfeit hope, Jesus still saves.
Hallelujah.
Who's saved ya?
Jesus.
Oh, hello.
Me.
Okay. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came in flesh. He lived a sinless life. And on the third day, he rose again in victory. And through faith in him, we are forgiven. We are set free. And we are made new. This is the message that built Elam Freedom Church. And this is the message that will take us forward into the days ahead. Nehemiah 2 says to us, "Then I said to them, you see the trouble we are in. Come, let us rebuild the wall." They replied, "Let us start rebuilding." So they began this good work. Can we just take a moment and praise God? Not just for the past 60 years, but for what he's done in the last 4 years while we have been here. Because we've witnessed something powerful here. Salvations, lost sons and daughters coming home. Astronomical growth. We've outgrown our own expectations. The healing of bodies and minds. Testimonies that can only be explained by one name, and that is Jesus. Chains broken. Addictions crushed. Depression lifted. Sense of purpose and identity restored. Vision renewed. The fog has cleared. And God is giving us the blueprints for revival in this place that will spread out across this community. So like in the days of Nehemiah, The Spirit of God stirred the people, and they said, let us rebuild. And yes, it hasn't always been easy. There were moments where the enemy has mocked us. There were days when resources felt very thin. But just like Nehemiah, we didn't stop building and we didn't come down off the wall. Elam Freedom Church has stepped into a Nehemiah season where the ruins have become revival and the rubble has turned into revelation. We are not just the church that survived, but we are the church that has been rebuilt stronger, wider, deeper, and more alive than ever. Acts 2:17 says, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. We thank God for the past, but we are not finished. The same God who poured out His Spirit in 1965 is still pouring out His Spirit in 2025. In fact, today He will pour out His Spirit. There are still prodigals coming home. There are still relationships that are being restored. There are still healings that are happening in the name of Jesus. There are still dreams for us to dream. And there are still souls to be saved. Now is not the time for us to retire in the Spirit. Now is not the time to settle for survival. Now, church, is the time for revival. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Church, it's time for us to dream again. It's time for us to pray bold prayers again. It's time to preach like fire is shut up in our bones again. It's time for this church, Elam Freedom Church, to move forward in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
To constantly call the fire of heaven down upon us for the glory of God to be in us and around us and above us, that when the community see the power of God and His glory manifest in this place, they will draw to it like a magnet. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So as we look back on 60 years, I feel the Holy Spirit asking us, will you trust me for the next 60 years? And some of you here today are fruit of this church's legacy. But God is calling us to go deeper. And maybe you've drifted away from Jesus. Maybe your faith has grown cold. But the same Jesus who built this church is building in you something eternal. And maybe you feel that you're just too far gone. That God doesn't see you. That you don't matter anymore because life has slapped you around so much. Maybe you feel that there is no hope anymore. Maybe you feel and cry out, oh Lord, where's the light? Because I'm just in the darkness. I want to remind you in Psalm 23, he says, I will walk you through the shadow in the valley. That in the dark place, in the valley, where it's rough and it's tough, a shadow needs light. A shadow needs light. Where do you think the light comes that casts that shadow when we're walking through the dark? From Jesus. He said, I am the light of the world. If you need to give your life to Jesus or return to Him, then don't wait. Because today is the day of salvation. And for those who are already walking with him, I ask you, will you stand up and say, here I am, Lord, send me. Let's believe that the greatest chapters of Elam Freedom Church are not behind us, but that they are ahead of us. You stand up with me. And let's pray. Lord, thank you for 60 years of mercy, miracles, and mission. Lord, we celebrate the legacy, but we also lean into the future. Lord, will you fill us with fresh fire, fresh faith, and a fearless heart to carry the gospel forward. Lord, may Elam Freedom Church continue to be a beacon of light until you return. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Can you just all just put your heads down, no looking around? Maybe you've had a very, very tough week this week. And maybe you feel like you've let Jesus down, or that you're not worthy of him anymore. I want to give you a chance just to put things straight with him this afternoon. And that'll mean coming in with a new attitude and posture of obedience and surrender. And here's your chance, that just in the place that you're at, if you want to come and give your life to Jesus afresh, so I'm saying to come and recommit, to say, Lord, I haven't been doing very well, but I'm coming back this afternoon again. Lord, would you come, Lord, and just come and work in my life and put me on the right path again. Everybody's head down, please. If that is you, put up your hand, please. Right. Thank you. If you want to come afterwards, you can speak to any of the leadership, or we'll direct you to someone who can pray with you. But don't leave here without that prayer being prayed over you this afternoon. And then if there's anybody here that you have never given your life to Jesus, that's only if you've never done it. I know of you who have, so don't put up your hand if you have. But if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ this afternoon, you can put your hand up for me as well, please. Right, thank you and thank you. That's thank you, thank you. All right, you can put your hands down. Thanks very much. Hallelujah. Come and have a chat to us afterwards and we'll pray with you, those that have come to salvation today. This is the best decision you've made your whole life. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, so I want to just let you all into something that the leadership and I have been praying about for probably a year. We want to reach the young people of this community and across High Wycombe. So we have, we've made a little video just to show you. It's concentrate on it, you'll get what the vision is. But what we're going to be introducing you to is regen, which is actually meaning revive generation. So